Let's go now to northern Queensland, where a statue in the main street of Townsville has raised the ire of Australian South Sea Islanders. It's a bronze statue of businessman Robert Towns, and critics say it should be changed to reflect the region's slave history. Nance Haxton has more.
The statue of Robert Towns pays tribute to a significant figure in North Queensland's history, but it also causes pain to Australian South Sea Islanders.
The Australian South Sea Islander community in particular are advocating for the rightful inclusion of recognition in terms of the history of the Melanesian labourers that were bought to Townsville by Robert Towns.
Imelda Davis is the president of the Australian South Sea Islanders Association. Her grandfather was kidnapped and brought to Australia when he was 12 years old to work on the cane fields.
He was taken off the island of Tanner. It was a beach, and he was taken away from his family. That's my mother's father. That's how recent this history is.
In Queensland, it's estimated more than 62,000 men and women were trafficked between 1863 and 1904 to forcibly work in the maritime industry and the cane fields. 80 islands were affected, including most of modern-day Vanuatu, Solomon Islands, Papua New Guinea, Fiji and Kiribati. Imelda Davis says there is still little acknowledgement of Australia's slave history.
There's a monument in town of Robert Towns that sort of celebrates his entrepreneurialism and his, his founding father of the township and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, it goes to undermine the Aboriginal, Torres Strait and Australian South Sea Islander history that occurred in Townsville in particular as well. So, you know, we want to see the same monuments put up around Townsville that depict the truth of the nation, because our communities are struggling. It's like we keep banging on the doors and no one's opening them.
So your issue really is that that statue and the information on that statue doesn't reference the blackbirding, the kidnapping of islanders to work in sugarcane fields in North Queensland?
No, that's right. You know, it's a whitewash.
Finding a way to properly acknowledge the complexities of Australia's history is a debate gaining traction. University of South Australia Management Senior Lecturer Dr. Freya Higgins-Debiol is calling for Australians to look at what and whom we commemorate.
So in the case with Townsville and the possibilities to recognise the history of slavery and blackbirding, many Australians are not aware of that history.
How problematic is this? Is it possible to make these historic monuments inclusive of a more perhaps modern interpretation of history?
I think we need to revisit these histories and have conversations about them and actually think about how do we tell them, you know, and whose stories get told. It doesn't necessarily have to be that monuments have to come down, but it's the question of supporting diverse narratives of history. And we could use creativity for this. You know, this actually could be an opportunity for us to engage all sorts of media to communicate together, have conversations, use art. But again, non-Indigenous Australians don't seem to be, by and large, even listening. You know, and that would be my urge, is the first step in this is listening.
And that report from Nance Haxton.